This is part 7 of Your Life is Their Toy, Merchants in Medicine, by Dr. Emanuel Josephson from 1948. Quote-unquote leaders and quote-unquote ethical publicity. Another striking example is Dr. K. Blank S. Blank, a prominent medical politician who has succeeded in making politics serve him to carve out a spurious reputation as a scientist. He is a member of a censorship committee. At an annual convention, he was introduced by Morris Fishbein to one of the members of the Science Writers Association with an urgent appeal that he be given a write-up. In the interview, he pronounced himself to be the greatest man in his field and falsely laid claim to the discovery of a condition which had been brought to light a century prior and had been the object of research and discovery of numerous investigators in the intervening period. The interview published was an accurate report of the statements of this quote-unquote scientist. Immediately after the publication of this interview, the editor in question was besieged by the censor of the Academy of Medicine on the publicity committee of which this quote-unquote scientist was the moving spirit, with the object of inducing him to furnish the interviewed quote-unquote authority with a written statement falsely asserting that the interview had not taken place. The reason for this request was that the quote-unquote scientist had been assailed and ridiculed by the members of his organization and his political influence endangered. The editor furnished the requested statement. Medical quote-unquote leader and quote-unquote ethical testimonials. A glaring instance of the vicious duplicity of the ethics of medical advertising is the case of Dr. William Allen Pusey, former president of the American Medical Association and editor of one of its magazines. Dr. Pusey entered into direct competition with the testimonial business of the American Medical Association and its Council on Pharmacy and Chemistry by selling to Procter & Gamble, manufacturers of soap, his personal testimony for Camay soap. In this testimonial, which appeared in numerous magazines throughout the country as the backbone of an intensive advertising campaign, Dr. Pusey certified that, quote-unquote, Camay soap is much more than the best soap for your complexion, unquote. This statement was obviously false for some of the readers of the advertisement, for dry skins should have different soaps than oily skins. In spite of the obvious falsity of the testimonial, these advertisements evoked not the slightest protest from the association or from its timid vassals, the rank and file of the profession. The only rebuke administered to Dr. Pusey was one which I sarcastically interposed in a discussion of remarks made by him before the New York County Medical Society. He did not undertake to reply. Medical surf and quote-unquote unethical testimonials. In sharp contrast with the case of Dr. William Allen Pusey's testimonial was that of Dr. Shirley Wynn, Commissioner of Health of New York City. Dr. Wynn, at about the same time, expressed his approval of dental hygiene for quotation in an advertisement of a dental cream. However prominent he was in civic politics, Commissioner Wynn did not rank as a medical politician and was not among the local hierarchy of the association. Though his testimonial was truthful and honest and thoroughly justifiable, in contrast with the above mentioned, like a pack of jackals, the New York County Medical Society, who had quavered before the more puissant Pusey, preferred charges against Dr. Nguyen for his testimonial and forced him to resign from its membership to avoid further annoyance in the matter. The moral of the story is obvious. Testimonials are unethical unless payment for them is made to the American Medical Association or its officers. The dishonesty and insincerity of the association in this matter assume the proportions of a farce. Multiplications of societies, an advertising device. For the primary purpose of intensifying and multiplying the opportunities of self-publicity and advertising, medical quote-unquote leaders have organized a multitude of new national and specialty associations. An excellent illustration is the American Academy of Ophthalmology and Otolaryngology. It is dominated by the same clique that controls the corresponding sections of the American Medical Association and of the American Association for the Advancement of Science, and also the 24 or more societies in this field who peddle the same trite papers and exhibits from one to the other, often without altering a comma. The presentation of papers is limited to the clique year after year, and it is doubtful if one of them has had a new idea in decades. The principal purposes of the organization and its officers is to drum up business among physicians from small towns and backwoods for themselves and their postgraduate teaching businesses, and above all else, to secure for themselves publicity buildups in the lay press. Publicity is divided among the clique on a pre-arranged basis. Before the bosses of the organization would consent to hold its annual meeting in New York City in 1936, the New York members were forced to agree that they would not, quote, hog the publicity, unquote, i.e., that they would stay in the background and permit the clique spielers from the hinterland to cover themselves with publicity and glory. How crude are the publicity methods of this academy can be appreciated by the study of the plan whereby the doctors from the sticks and backwoods and the subordinate quote-unquote junior members are compelled to pay for the advertising and publicizing of the clique by the purchase of tickets to lecture courses, the contents of which can be found in any of the older textbooks. Even the annual dinners are conceived as the crudest forms of advertising for the clique bosses. This is illustrated by the following theme song of the Boston Convention of the Academy in 1933. The song. All are wet, sung to the tune of Alouette, in honor of past President McKee of Montreal at 4 a.m. on Mount Royal. All are wet, oh, very, very wet, oh. All are wet, oh, see them all at play. Have a drink with Bert Shirley. Have a drink with Bert Shirley. Have a drink with Han McKee. Have a drink with Han McKee. Here's a toast to Mosher, too. Here's a toast to Mosher, too. Wilder doesn't mind a few. Wilder doesn't mind a few. Put no booze at Barnhill's plate. Put no booze at Barnhill's plate. Don't let Greenwood's drink be late. Don't let Greenwood's drink be late. Secord large laps up the dough. Secord large laps up the dough. Beer for Beck, he loves it so. Beer for Beck, he loves it so. Oh, Shirley, twice. Oh, McKee, twice. Mosher, twice. Oh, Shirley, twice. Oh, McKee, twice. Wilder, few, twice. Mosher, two, twice. Oh, Shirley, twice. Oh, McKee, oh, McKee. All are wet, oh, all are wet, oh. Barnhill, no, twice. Wilder, few, twice. Mosher, too, twice. Oh, Shirley, twice. Oh, McKee, twice. All are wet, oh, all are wet, oh. Greenwood, yes, twice. Barnhill, no, twice. Wilder, few, twice. Mosher, too, twice. Oh, Shirley, twice. Oh, McKee, twice. All are wet, oh, all are wet, oh. Large lies low, twice. Greenwood, yes, twice. Barnhill, no, twice. Wilder, few, twice. Mosher, too, twice. Oh, Shirley, twice. Oh, McKee, twice. All are wet, ah, all are wet, ah. Those named are former presidents and bosses of the Academy. The presentation of papers on medical discoveries by the rank and file membership of the Academy is rigidly barred. It would detract from the hyper-intensive advertisement of the dominant clique. In the decades since the first edition of this volume was first published, the monopoly of medical publication and of the advertising and publicity which it implies has become so intensified as to be absolute. It rivals the thought control of other dictatorships and has reached the point that Waldemar Kampfert reported from the Chicago Convention of the AMA in the New York Times of June 27, 1948, as follows, quote, "As for the scores of papers that were read, they told the specialists little they did not already know. Probably most of the physicians and surgeons in attendance learned more from the manufacturers' exhibits on Navy Pier than from the papers that were presented." Unquote. This report is an expression of the airtight censorship on medical discovery emanating from the rank and file of the profession and the suppression of medical advance. The same state has been brought about by medical politicians and merchants in every scientific organization. They have brought all of them under their control, including the medical section of the American Association for the Advancement of Science. They have completely suppressed the presentation of any original advances in medical science and have limited programs to so-called quote-unquote symposia, which are nothing more than rehashes of older textbooks that are generally prepared by quote-unquote ghosts for the self-advertisement of medical babbits. In an effort to remedy this situation, the author launched the Science Bulletin prior to the war. He was forced to discontinue it because of lack of paper. Plans are underway to resume the publication for the purpose of giving discoverers a medium for publication to establish priority of discovery and stop the systematic theft of ideas and discoveries. Chapter 4. New Styles in Quackery. Fishbein's, quote, "modern home medical advisor," unquote. Far less astute than his quack patron and master, George H. Simmons, wise-cracking Morris Fishbein, heir to the throne and power of the AMA, has permitted his quest for the dollar to lead him to jeopardize his position and to display unbelievable sciolism and lack of discretion. Endowed with the natural impulses of a, quote, "cloak and suitor," unquote, his special talents always have been in the direction of a sort of high-pressure salesmanship that manifested itself even during his student days. Since then, such model citizens as Mo Annenberg and Unioneer Scalise have furnished inspiration. For a long time, Fishbein has directed his efforts toward securing for himself a lucrative monopoly of medical publication in the lay press. The business code that goes by the name of, quote-unquote, "medical ethics" made such a monopoly a simple matter. It barred other members of the association from writing for the lay press without its, i.e. Fishbein's, express permission. Fishbein muzzled the profession, and he, his brother, and a few others were able to collect handsomely for exclusive medical publication in the lay press. Among his other activities, he has been medical editor of Look and of the Newspaper Enterprise Association. With his brother, he also wrote a column for the now distinct Delineator. Starting with the offer to censor and edit medical articles for the magazines and periodicals, he developed the habit of suppressing the literary products of others and replacing them with his own masterpieces, for which he was duly paid. In time, there was scarcely a magazine or periodical that was not graced with samples of Fishbein's highly priced omniscience. In the Scripps Howard and other publications subscribing to the NEA appeared syndicated columns of medical wisdom by Dr. Morris Fishbein. At the foot of these columns was published a note suggesting that the reader cut out the article, paste it in a scrapbook, and thus become his own doctor, after the true AMA standards of quote-unquote Doc Simmons et al. In one column appeared Fishbein's recommendation of the use, as a quote-unquote harmless reducing drug, of dinotrophenol, which caused many cases of blindness and deaths. Fishbein's larger contributions were originally confined to volumes on quote-unquote quacks and frauds. Naturally, none of the quackery and frauds in which the AMA engaged were ever attacked in these volumes. The situation reminds one of the pot which calls the kettle black. Quote, modern home medical advisor, unquote. The lucrative literary business of Fishbein, however, culminated in the publication of the, quote, modern home medical advisor, unquote. This volume was falsely, quackishly, and sensationally advertised in full-page spreads in the newspapers. It was represented on the cover advertisements as an epitome of medical wisdom and omniscience directly derived from the oracle of medicine, the great Fishbein, in the following words, unquote. The modern home medical advisor is a book of hope and promise for suffering millions, and a safeguard of knowledge for all who value continued good health above everything else. Under the able editorship of Morris Fishbein, M.D., former president of the American Medical Association and editor-in-chief of its journal, in whose pages the new and vital discoveries of medical science are given first notice, 24 eminent specialists cover the whole field of medicine and surgery in a language that anyone can understand. The sum total of everything medical science has learned is given authoritative treatment. No modern home should be without this important book, for the peace of mind it will give and the sense of security that comes of being prepared in time of need, this book is worth 1,000 times its price. Forearm yourself with the knowledge and experience of the highest paid medical men of our day, and you will own the best insurance of abundant health and long life that money can buy. Unquote. Quack newspaper advertising. The newspaper advertisements read as follows, quote, edited by Morris Fishbein, M.D., famous spokesman for the medical world, written by 24 of America's best doctors. Regardless of what health questions may now perplex you, regardless of what emergency you may face in the future, this huge modern home medical advisor gives you the valuable advice you must have to safeguard yourself and your family. What a priceless comfort and help it will be to have in your home at all times the most reliable home doctor book ever compiled. The book that will enable you to tell whether you need a doctor and what simple home remedies to follow till he comes. Think of having the priceless advice of 24 of America's most eminent physicians and surgeons at your service at all times, showing you how to avoid pain, suffering, worry, placing at your instant command their vast store of sound medical knowledge and crystal clear health guidance. 200 leading physicians quoted as authorities, endorsed by doctors everywhere. The wealthiest millionaire could not buy better health guidance. Unquote. The italicized section means that the volume is represented as making each and every reader a diagnostician capable of judging the import of his symptoms and enough of a physician to indulge in self-treatment. Self-medication, which is so justly and vigorously condemned by all intelligent persons, becomes laudable when stimulated by boss medical merchants, Dr. Morris Fishbein and 24 of, quote, America's best doctors, unquote. One can easily picture, as the advertisements are read, the Carnival patent medicine show Barker. He could do no better. These false and quackish advertisements are not only ill-advised and misleading, they are absolutely fraudulent. They represent the acme of the quackishness introduced into the AMA by quote-unquote Doc Simmons. They constitute one of the finest modern samples of quack advertising and publicity indulged in by the unscrupulous bosses of organized medicine with the sanction of its dual and perverted, quote-unquote, ethics. Charges of false and misleading advertising were filed with the Federal Trade Commission. Later, advertising was changed. If the balance of the medical profession resorted to such medicine show advertising and rose to such heights of quackery as characterizes their bosses, they also might succeed in levying as high a toll on public credulity as do these, quote, highest paid medical men of our day, unquote. This advertising is exceptional in that it clearly states the ideals of its subjects. This concludes part 7 of Your Life is Their Toy, Merchants in Medicine, by Emmanuel Josephson, M.D., from 1948.